Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines in your life. We've talked about walking by faith and walking in love and being in the Word and doing it consistently, taking our thoughts captive and thinking on good things, choosing the things that please the Lord, choosing to walk in His ways, casting our cares upon the Lord and refusing to be anxious about anything, learning to speak God's Word and bridle our tongue so we don't deceive our heart, lest our religion be in vain. Learning to pray the Word of God according to our understanding. Learning to pray with our spirit in tongues to release the Holy Spirit and what He would want to pray through us, to pray a perfect prayer according to the will of God. Also learning to confess our sins. We know that He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and that God remembers our sins and iniquities no more. Of course, the next area is the area of repentance. God has said, repent from dead works. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, and He calls us to repentance. Godly sorrow worketh repentance in our life so that we can see God's life come forth in us. Praise God. And He wants us to repent if we'll acknowledge the truth of God's Word, and we must walk the straight and narrow way of the Word of God. We cannot compromise. If you compromise, you're going to be giving place to sin and giving place to the devil, and that will open up the door for problems to come forth in your life. Also, important discipline is learning to forgive. You must forgive every person who has wronged you or hurt you. If you won't forgive people their trespasses against you, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. And if you don't forgive others from your heart, everyone is brother their trespasses, then your Heavenly Father will turn you over to the tormentors. The Bible says He delivers you to the tormentors. Those are the demons. And why does God do this? Because you're disobedient. You're disobedient from your heart of not forgiving everyone his brother their trespasses. There is never any justification for you to hold unforgiveness, resentments, or bitterness against any person in your life. You may say, well, they've caused great destruction, and they certainly were a tool of the devil, but you must forgive that person to get in right fellowship with the Lord. And you look to the Lord, and God will bring restoration to you in your life. You cannot hold unforgiveness, or you will be giving place to the devil, and you will be out of fellowship with the Lord yourself and turned over to the tormentors. Another area we talked about is dealing with the devil by casting out demonic spirits and resisting the devil so he flees from you. It is so important. Anything that has come in from the inheritance line, from the inherited generational iniquity, curses, and demonic spirits from any sins in your life that have come in and they are working in you, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, in your physical body, or in your financial realm, in any area, God says that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out the demonic spirits. And as we cast them out, we will be liberated from their captivity. Jesus preached deliverance to the captives, and deliverance brings forth freedom from captivity from demonic spirits that are in the soul or in the body. Remember, they're not in your spirit. That's where God's dwelling. Demonic spirits can never get into the spirit of a Christian. That's where God is dwelling. But they can be in the mind, in the will, in the emotions, in our physical body, influencing our life, bringing addictions, bringing strong bondages in our life. But praise God, we have authority over demon spirits. We have authority over the devil, and we can cast them out, and we will be liberated. We also talked about resisting the devil. You got to learn to resist the devil. I see too many Christians that are a pushover for the devil. They resist for a couple minutes and they seem to fall into sin so easily. Or they might resist for a few hours or a day or two, but the devil brings continual attacks at them and wears them down. God doesn't want you to get faint or wearied in your mind, but you are to resist him. Jesus had to resist the devil even to the point of great drops of blood. Sweat is drops of blood coming off of him. Well, God wants you to resist that enemy and resist him steadfast. Jesus was tempted in all points, yet without sin. And praise God, He's on the inside of us. And how did He do it? He did it through the Word. You can't do it through your own ability. Too many Christians try to overcome sin through their own ability and their own strength. You're not going to get the victory with doing it your own way. You've got to do it through God's way. And how did Jesus do things? He did it through the Word. He declared, "It is written." And that's the way you're going to overcome the devil. You must declare, "It is written," and speak the Word of God, which will extinguish the fiery dart of the wicked one. That's putting the shield of faith up, so that then you will drive the enemies out and you will walk free from their influence in your life. Praise God. You can resist the devil and he will flee from you. And every one of us must resist the devil. Remember that what it says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Don't sit there and think that, well, my problem's worse than so-and-so's. Hey, every one of us have our own temptations that we have to deal with. The devil comes against every single one. They're wrapped up in different packages, tailor-made for your life, and you can resist them just like I can resist the temptations. You have to resist the temptations. Every Christian has to learn to resist the temptations of the devil so that we do not yield to sin and give place to the devil in our life. Praise God. And this is a daily Christian discipline that must be established in you. Today we're going to talk about the area of obedience unto the Lord. And this is so important. We've got to learn to obey what God wants us to do. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, that if we will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God and observe to do all that He's commanded us, then all these blessings will come upon us and they will overtake us in our life. But in verse 15 it says, but if we will not hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord our God, observe to do all that He's commanded us to do, then curses will come upon us. God wants us to obey His Word and not disobey. We need to choose to obey what the Word of God says in every situation in our life. Now, one thing that's very important is anything that you deal with in your life, you need to think, what does the Word of God say about this? What does the Word of God say about this situation? What does the Word of God say about what I should do in this circumstance? What does the Word of God say about what I'm thinking, or about what I'm about to speak, or this attitude I have at the present time? Is this in line with God's Word for me, or is this giving place to the devil? If you hearken unto God's voice, then God's blessing will be upon you and He'll perform His Word. If you do not obey Him, if you disobey, then curses will come upon you and the door will be open for the enemy to come into your life. This is so important. So many Christians today, they just disobey every once in a while and then they don't think it's any big deal. But I tell you, disobedience after disobedience after disobedience is going to take a toll on you. It's going to continue to give place to the devil and it's going to mount curses coming upon you. And you wonder why you have problems in your life and how things aren't going the way you'd like. It's because of disobedience. God says, obey and then you'll be blessed. If you disobey, then curses will come upon you. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, the Bible says this, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God wants us to be obedient, but it's not just obedience out of I have to do this, it's a willing obedience. There's no fruit that's going to come forth unless you're willing and obedient. We need to be willing, and how's that going to come? Because you're in God's Word, and you want to please Him. And you're thinking on, what does the Word say that I should do in this situation? And I want to obey Him. So with a willing heart and a choice to be obedient to Him, I am going to obey the Word of God and do what He says. You know, we need to especially learn to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says that my sheep, they hear my voice. They know me. And when you hear the voice of the Lord, He comes as a still, small voice. He'll speak through His Word. He'll speak through someone ministering the Word of God. He can be speaking to you right now through this broadcast on specific things that you need to hear. And that is the voice of the Lord coming to you. And you need to be obedient to what He tells you to do. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Don't resist. Remember, they said those that were disobedient and they resisted the Holy Spirit. What happened? They ended up dying out in the wilderness. They never entered into the promises of God. God wants you not to be stiff-necked or rebellious or disobedient or stubborn. Learn to be obedient unto the Lord. I find that many have not dealt with stubbornness and disobedience and rebellion in their life. It is imperative that we refuse to walk in the ways of disobedience and rebellion, and that we choose to obey. It is a choice you make at the point of your will, thinking on God's Word and hearkening unto the voice of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to bring you to the place where you instantly obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. When He quickens you and tells you to do something, do it. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. If the Lord tells you to get up and pray, don't say, well, I'll do it later. If the Lord tells you that He wants you to get in the Word and that comes to you, don't sit there and put it off. If the Lord quickens you when you're in the grocery store, at the bank, or wherever you might be, to give someone a tract or talk to them about Jesus and witness to them, don't disobey Him. He is telling you this. This is coming up into your mind from the Holy Spirit, who is quickening you to be obedient to Him so that He can use you as a vessel to sow the truth in people's lives. It is so important that we learn to obey Him. If you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured. God has called every one of us to walk in obedience to His Word. You know, if you'll obey, then all these blessings will come upon you. Obedience is tied into you seeing financial blessings in your life. Obedience is tied into you being blessed coming in and blessed going out, being the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Obedience and hearkening diligently under the voice of the Lord is tied into God's blessings in your life. Are you being obedient? Are you obedient in the things that He's told you to do? Or have you drawn back? Don't backslide. Don't turn away. Don't allow a hardness to come into your heart. And that's what happens when you're disobedient. If you disobey, a hardness will come into you because of the deceitfulness of sin. Disobedience is sin. God says, turn from it and be willing and obedient. Think on what the Word says. Deny yourself. You know, Jesus said, if you're going to come after Me and you're going to follow Me, you're going to deny yourself. You're going to pick up your cross of crucifying the flesh, and you're going to obey the Lord and follow His Word. Praise God. God says, be willing, be obedient, obey Him, and watch Him bless your life. Obedience is the key to blessings coming forth in you. Well, we're going to continue on Daily Christian Disciplines in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.